Ignorance is the night of the mind.
As we look in on this trembling old mansion of Inverness, we see the inhabitants making the best of things as they adjust to the fact that the mansion is slowly falling apart all around them. In the parlor, Evie and Madame Trunknose have been trying to consult her Celtic tarot cards, but the cards keep floating off across the room. They're considering using pushpins to stick the cards to the table when Lady Pom-Pom passes through the parlor talking to herself.
I believe everything is vibration. And if we could vibrate in the same way as the wall, we could walk through the wall. Because we think it's solid, but it's not. We only think it's solid. We are so limited in our knowing. We know so little.
Well, let us forget about the cards for now, shall we? So, Evie, as I was saying, in the Celtic spiritual tradition, the soul shines all around the body like a luminous cloud. Oh, when you are open and trusting with another person, your two souls flow together. This deeply felt bond means you have found a soul friend. But if the bond is broken, when relationships fall apart, we feel as though we have been physically torn in two.
It's all the same whether it rains, whether it snows, whether the sun is shining. Everything is the same. But if I tell anyone that, they'll think I'm daft.
Now, for the Celts, the world is always latently and actively spiritual. They understood the power of words. Chants and spells could actually reverse a course of negative destiny and bring forth something new and good.
Meanwhile, across the mansion in the study, a panel slowly opens. And like Santa stepping out of a fireplace, except that it's not a fireplace, it's a hollow wall, and carrying a large velvet bag over her small shoulders, is none other than...
Wowie zowie, what a trip!
Oh, thank God, little Frida, you're back.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, this place is hopping.
Oh, you mean the energy. Yeah, this mansion is about to float off its foundation.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, just wonderful. Hey, what's in the bag? Is that the complete St. Seymour?
Every last bone.
I assume she's not fully assembled.
It's okay. She's just happy to be home.
She spoke to you.
Oh, sure. Hey, is that Mojo I hear?
Yeah, sounds great, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been sending out protective spells ever since he got here.
I knew someone was watching over me. Mojo!
Little Frida!
No, don't stop playing. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, is it nice to see you here, Mojo.
Yeah, I've been waiting to visit this place for a long time. And here I am, just in time to see it take off into the sky.
Wow, do you really think so?
It's feeling that way.
Sure, the furniture, things floating around, pots and pans, sopranos, it's all just the tip of it.
How much does she know?
Not much.
Maybe more than you know, Jackal.
Look, there's someone who can give you the details a lot better than I can. Come on, we're going to go down and meet him.
He lives in the cellar?
It's more like the sub-cellar.
Can I leave Saint Say with you?
I'll watch over her.
Come on. It's in the kitchen.
You don't happen to have one of those fine Havanas on you, do you, Jackal?
Not in the elevator, please.
Oh, okay.
Evie, you asked me about what it means to be spiritual. Well, the word self, as in know thyself and the true self, comes from the German meaning of the word, which has to do with saturation. That's an alchemical term. It's like when you're so saturated with being yourself that you cannot be moved by what other people want you to be or what they expect you to be. You cannot be separated from yourself. You are the real deal, the genuine article, and that is spiritual.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
When did you get an elevator installed?
I have no idea.
This is a lot quicker than walking through a cave past a dragon.
You know about the dragon?
Which one?
There's been more than one?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Here we are.
This looks awfully familiar. And who is that? He looks like a leaping lizard. It's Dr. Missoula!
The greater the sinner, the greater the saint.
Jack and Dr. Missoula have brought little Frida up to date regarding the strange energy that has been shaking the grounds and mansion of Inverness.
Boy, oh boy! I didn't know it was so bad, Dr. Missoula.
But there is hope. You see, there are soothing energies emanating from the thigh bone of St. C that may have some slight counter-effect.
Are you really sure about that?
No, but there are very few things I am sure about.
But it does seem to balance the masculine energies of the Ganath coming from within the Earth.
Why do you think it's masculine, Jackal?
Well, we assume...
You assumed because you are men.
Little Frida, you're not a feminist, are you?
Every woman is a feminist. Some just don't know it yet.
Whatever you say.
I suggest that we return up to the kitchen and have a round of afternoon cappuccino.
They return to the surface where they find Mojo and a strikingly beautiful woman seated in the kitchen enjoying an afternoon espresso.
Holy smokes, it's the Madonna Vampira.
Good grief, it's her.
Hello, little Frida. Dr. Missoula.
Welcome back to Inverness, Madame Vampira.
You look great.
Oh, hello, Jack. You've aged a little, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it has been a while. But you look just amazing.
I know. Little Frida, it's nice to see you again. You haven't changed at all.
Yeah, that's the way I am.
This is just like old times.
Yeah, except that everything happens to be coming apart at the seams.
Mojo was telling me about your little problem here in Inverness.
Little? This mansion is about to slide off the mountain.
You know, I once met St. C.
Really?
You mean when she was alive?
Yes, we spent a little time together.
Wow, you knew St. C.
I knew her before she became a saint. She was not who you think she was.
Uh-oh.
No. Now, don't jump to any conclusions, because what the Madonna Vampire was telling me is really something.
Back when St. C lived here in Inverness, she wasn't a saint. Of course, she was Angus MacGregor's mistress.
Well, we all knew that.
Yes, well, she and Angus had a falling out, and she left. She went into the fourth tower.
And she never returned.
That's true. She moved within the levels of the tower. And she devoted her life to helping people, and she became known as a saint.
Yeah, but how does that relate to what's going on here?
She was a woman.
Yeah?
Excuse me, but I think that espresso machine is trying to float out of the kitchen.
God, I thought old Art nailed everything down around here.
He must have missed that one.
Well, I'll fill it up with water. Maybe that will hold it down.
You all do have a problem here, don't you?
Yeah. Before we nailed things down, some of our furniture actually floated off into the hills.
Excuse me. Can we hear what Miss Vampira has to say?
Oh, okay.
Well, as I told Mojo, just about an hour ago when I was stepping out of the walls, I saw the velvet bag containing St. C's bones, and I had a vision.
A vision? Really?
Oh, tell us.
The bones spoke to me.
You too? Oh, boy.
Yeah, what did she say to you?
Well, she didn't speak in words. The way she apparently speaks to you, little Frida, she spoke in images.
Ah, a true vision.
Oh, what did you see?
I saw A statue.
A statue?
It was a statue of a deity. A very sexy deity.
Well, don't tell me that it was St. C.
Jacko.
The statue began wiggling her hips.
What?
Jack, shut up.
Oh, okay.
She was blinking her eyes. She was coming alive. And, as you can imagine, she was quite seductive.
Oh.
But there was another side to her. I realized she represented the two faces of the goddess. One side was the seductive female that represents fertility. The other side was, well, the saint.
Uh-huh. But the goddess is sexual. The saint is not.
They are the two sides of the woman.
It's like looking at Magdalene and Mary, the sinner and the saint.
The goddess, throughout history, is a representation of the fertility, the fecundity of the feminine. It is a coming to awareness through sensuality. It's the understanding of the senses and the role that they play. When you think about Avalon and the priestesses and all of their rituals, which are connected to the Wiccan tradition, the whole idea of the feminine as the sexual energy and how that was misunderstood and misused and criticized as being impure. Well, in the same way, Magdalene is considered to be a prostitute by the clergy and the priesthood of Christianity.
But she wasn't a prostitute.
No. She simply represented what they could not face.
And that was the pagan goddess?
The goddess is the connection to the earth, Jack. And the saint is considered to be the one who rises above that, but they're linked together because it's the two sides of the woman. The innocence, the purity, and the sexuality are all connected.
Very, very interesting.
The saint is a woman who doesn't necessarily deny her feminine energies, but uses them to go to God. And the goddess uses the feminine energies to glorify nature and the aspects of nature that are connected to the feminine. So they're very much one.
Wow. Very nicely put, Madonna Vampira.
Thank you, little Frida.
Yeah. So you're saying what we're dealing with in Inverness is some two-faced woman?
What?
I'm kidding.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding.
Little Frida, you said St. C. told you to return her bones to Inverness?
Yeah.
Did she tell you where to put them?
No.
I think this is of extreme importance.
Well, why is that, Dr. Mazzola?
Because, as Madame Vampira so eloquently stated, the saint is passionate for God. The goddess is passionate itself, which is the personification of the feminine earth energy.
Yeah, but...
Don't you see what's happening here? We're encountering both of those energies.
I know,
the
but...
The earth energy is feminine.
Right, right, but...
The goddess is the mother.
Okay, okay. So with little Frida returning St. C's bones, she's not only restoring something to its rightful place, but she's also bringing together the earth passion of the goddess and the saint's passion for God. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. You got it, Jacko.
Ah, well, okay. Well, now that we got that straight, where do we bury the bones?
Why bury them?
Well, we're not going to wire her back together again and hang her skeleton in a closet.
No. We can't do that.
We could take her out for Halloween.
That's not very nice.
Oh, they're just being bad boys.
I know what I can do.
Oh, what's that, little friend?
I'll ask St. C.
Can you do that?
Sure. It's easy.
Yeah, but will she answer?
Well, we'll have to see. I want you to know it's nice to have you back, Madame Vampira.
Oh, I really did miss Inverness. I even miss Jack. A little.
Listen, little Frida. Can you consult St. C. soon? Because that damned espresso machine is trying to float out the door again.
Okay. No problem.
And so, as little Frida goes off to consult the bones, and Jack and Mojo go chasing off after the espresso machine, Dr. Mazzola and the Madonna Vampira retire to the study for a sip of rare Spanish sherry.